Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So we were talking about why we've lost these last four. We're getting ready for Carolina. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Coach was saying that they've got to dig themselves out of this hole and focus one day at a time. And I would tell you guys the reason we've lost these last four games, specifically for me, is our lack of attention to detail. When you talk about special teams not helping you, that's not detail football. When you talk about the lack of execution on the offensive side, when you are in these down and distance situations and you make the mistakes we've made, you're not helping yourself. Penalties have hurt us. Mike, when you start saying, okay, and each game has been different, but think about how they've played out. And the reason why I think this is important, simply because we're talking about what can we change and what can we do. Well, you know, this whole notion about practicing and doing the best thing you can every day, working towards this stuff, Mike, whatever's happening is not clicking. And that's the issue. I mean, you lose to the Colts in overtime. You lose to the Patriots by one. Why did you lose to the Patriots? Think about it. The execution at the end of the game, the intentional grounding. Where is my team, their mindset, the situational football moments that come up? We failed. That's what's happened the last 4 weeks. So when I hear him say this, I'm going, what's the message? And I'm going to ask him this today. When you talk about getting better every week, because we're seeing similar mistakes week in and that's week it. Out.
The same, with all due respect, and that's the thing. And we're not trying to come out here to get into a raging argument, but there's things that we do want to press him
and
on.
And another thing.
Because, no, I mean, like, if he does get snarky, I do have the ultimate out. Like, Coach, I had to pay $5,000 for this weekend. But anyway, as far as everything you just touched on, you know, I was going around with Arch yesterday about Zach Robinson. I'm not a fan of his play calling. Yeah. Zach dials up a perfectly called play. Penix executes the throw perfectly. Kyle Pitts drops the pass. You know. Then, conversely, later in the game, Penix, because I'm sitting behind the bench, Penix comes over, and he's motioning to Zach. Will you get the play in faster? I mean, that happened to the body like on three occasions. Penix is going, come on, you got it. Because they've taken it down where Penix has a wristband, so there'll be a code number, so that's the play, and then they'll get a little bit of instruction on top of that. It's added. The helmet. The communicator clicks off with 15 seconds left. And even that, Zach's not getting that in, the stuff that Penix needs to succeed. Now, Penix, to your point, we're not giving him a pass by any stretch, guys. Penix still got to go out there and not throw the ball in the dirt. The ball's got to come out in a timely fashion. But I think I'm worried, and Penix won't admit this, because no young quarterback's going to sit there and go, yeah, I'm not confident right now. He doesn't look confident right now.
No, he's not. He's not. Let's hear him talk about fixing third downs. This is what he said today, guys. They're on the grass, to quote Raheem. As they practice today, he's going to join us here over the next hour. We'll get Bijan Robinson in here as well inside the Ticketmaster studio. Stay tuned for that. Here's Penix talking about fixing third downs.
First thing, executing, but also just owning the looks that defense has given us. I don't feel like they showed us anything new or anything unexpected this past week, but just owning those looks and doing a good job of, you know, for me, knowing the answers to those looks and being able to, you know, put us in a position to be able to convert those third downs for sure. So that's something that's definitely an emphasis and something that we're going to fix.
I mean, third and long, and that's another thing getting back to the play calls. Do you not anticipate the Colts are going to blitz? They're going to send an extra guy, knowing that Penix is going to struggle in that? And we've, you know, the percentage rates. I've got numbers. ESPN Analytics had a big article today on all the young quarterbacks from that draft class and how it's a mixed bag and how Bo Nix has kind of been a little wobbly this year and how Penix Jr. through 11 games is really regressing. But I'll get to that in a sec. But, yeah, I mean, how about if you're Zach? The ball's got to come out fast. They try to do a wide receiver screen, right? We saw that. Drake misses his block. Bijan nearly gets decapitated. Remember that play?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this gets back to a combination of the butcher game scheme, your plan, your play call, the execution. The individual has got to take responsibility on this team. The offensive line is really, Carl, from in the first few weeks of the season, this offensive line has taken a nosedive.
No, it has. And part of that is it's been a couple of different
dudes
versions
right.
of this offensive line based on the injury situation. Let me hear Penix talk about growing up, guys, because I thought this was interesting. When he talked about this last game and the experience of it.
That's just how I grew up. I feel like my dad, he pushed me into being, you know, physically and mentally tough for any situation. And that's just kind of how I grew up. You know, I was always tough on myself because, you know, I felt like I was always supposed to, you know, put our team in position to win football games. And, you know, whenever I'm not completing wide open passes, you know, I feel like I'm letting the team down.
Yeah, man, he's a leader. A leader takes personal responsibility. I mean, he's going to have to get back and, you know, and start working on some of the mechanics. It sucks that in the 11th start of his game now, going into week 12 of his career, he's got to work on some mechanical stuff too. You know, and you brought up to start the show, who's the guys down the hall helping him with that stuff?
Yeah, I think it's important, man. I mean, look, we all feel like we watch a lot of football, some of us more than others. Some of us feel like we know what we're talking about because you play Madden. Some of you feel like you know what you're talking about because your son plays football and you watch him in high school. Look, what I'm telling you is there's varying degrees of this. There are levels. There are people I've talked to in the NFL, and I'm like, what the hell did you just say? What are you talking about? And then they explain, here's what's going on, and you go, okay, I've never heard anybody say that before, and I thought I had a pretty good sense of things. What we're telling you is I got to be able to help you come out of this hole by being able to communicate with you, Mike, and show you how to do it.
Right.
I can't just tell you. I can tell you a lot of stuff. I just can't say, you know what? Your feet need to line up, and then when you back up, your back foot needs to – I got to be able to show you, man.
Right. And at some point, did you play – look, you might not have been successful. T.J. Yates had the chance to start in the NFL. You know, you got a quarterback's coach who's never started a game in the NFL. There's no way – what in what way can you have relatability to actual experience
it's hard.
Doing that job? Here's some numbers. Look, don't look at these numbers. These numbers will make you crazy, but you can listen to them.
And by the way, real quick – there are tons of guys who didn't play who are obviously head
can
coaches,
be effective,
but there's so much students of the game that they are immersed in
right.
this stuff.
Right.
And then the physical stuff I can't help you with, I'm going to get somebody that can. So that's the difference. Kyle Shanahan's a prime example. Kyle didn't play in the NFL, but he's been around it his entire life. He's immersed in it. And then right. if I can't help you physically, I'm going to get somebody that can. Go ahead.
There's got to be somebody that can do better than what we're getting right now to help pitch. Because listen to this, brother. And this is where you can start the big picture. And I teased this conversation a little bit yesterday. We're not there yet. He's only in game 11. But you'll be going in if this season nosedives and he continues to struggle statistically and completion-wise, now you're going into year three, and now you're in that dreaded Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, Mitchell Trubisky zone, right, where you're like, oh, man, this could go one of two ways, and hopefully not the way that those guys went. Here's a number for you. Among 43 quarterbacks with 200 dropbacks since the start of last season, remember, Mike only had three games last year, Penix is 41st in completion percentage and 42nd in off-target rate. In other words, he's not throwing a catchable ball
yeah.
unless Drake London goes up the tree and gets it.
And that's not good. Because now you're not on target. And we've talked about this. He is 32nd. Did we talk about this number the other day, Day-Day? In the league, or 31st in the league, and off-target throws. That's part of what we're talking about.
But a player who was one of the most accurate arms of all that draft class. A guy that threw absolute dimes at his time at Washington. Now, we can all snicker and joke. We joked around about it yesterday. Yeah, against, you know, in the pistol, having 4 seconds to look down the field against Pac-12, you know, defenses. But Terry Fontenot sat in this very room and told me after the draft, when I said, you couldn't have gone another direction, you couldn't have just rolled and just stayed with Cousins, that this guy is such an amazing talent that there's never going to have a shot to have a talent like this to draft again. Okay. Man, and that's pressure. That's just like being drafted fourth, and you can say, well, that's not on Pitts. Well, it still is. At the end of the day, expectations come with where you were picked in the draft. People think you're a first-rounder, you're a first-rounder. He started, Carl, the game, which was his 11th, I mentioned. Penix had an average of 3.49 seconds to throw and still completed only 42.9% of his passes.
It's not good enough.
I mean, that's where we get into Mike's got to take – and like he will take some ownership, but the question we're asking, I said, what are you saying? I go, what are we saying is there's nobody in this room to help him. There's nobody in this building to fix the things that Carl and I have just been talking about.
And if they are – they got to do a better job because it's got to be seen on Sundays. That's the thing. And maybe it's a slow burn. 404-726-0929. One other thing we got to address. We got a lot to get to this afternoon here. As Rob will join us, as we mentioned, Bijan Robinson as well, as we talk Falcons, getting ready for Carolina. I'd love to tell you this is going to be a win, but I'm not. This Darnell Mooney thing has taken a left turn. And just to refresh your memory, when we signed Darnell Mooney, the whole "What's up, Darnell" thing came about, as Mike said, "Who is this dude? Like, what has he done? Where the hell has he come from?" And we found out that Kirk Cousins obviously had an affinity for him and said, "Hey, I think this is a guy that could come help us." And he came in last year and did a hell of a job early when Kirk was, you know, out there, and they definitely had a connection. Him and Michael Penix have zero. And I don't know what the hell they're doing after practice. I don't know what's going on, but let me tell you something. If it's important to this offense, if it's important to this offensive coordinator, if it's important to this head coach, I would have those two guys after practice every day, Mike, having to do whatever the hell they have to do to make a connection. Y'all make a lot of money. I don't want to hear any excuses about we are not connecting, and that is all I'm hearing. Now, part of this was he missed all of camp. I hear you. But, dude, we're so far past that now.
Right.
Who cares? Okay, you weren't at camp. What can I do right now to make this relationship better so that I feel comfortable throwing it to you and you feel comfortable catching my balls? Mike, I have no idea what the hell's going on with these two guys.
Right.
And Mooney, the expression on his face Sunday was like, man, I don't even know why I'm out here.
Right.
Like, I'm serious.
Well, again, Mooney's been a huge disappointment this year. Now, in one case, we talked about that. It was a out route where, for whatever reason, Michael does not pull the trigger when Mooney's initially open. He then throws off his back foot, throws high, and sails it out of bounds. Then conversely, look, if I hit the ball in your hands, you are expected to catch it, Darnell, right? I mean, I think that's
you're a professional.
That's what happened with Pitts. Now, I don't expect Pitts to catch everything because that's kind of where he's living these days. But Darnell Mooney, you've got to up your game. Darnell, this whole season has been star-crossed from him, starting with going up for basically a 50-50 ball, landing on his shoulder, missing the start of the season. Then it was like soft tissue injuries. He's just never been 100%. And now, by the way, if I can say that, I will say that, I don't know if Coach wants to hear this, maybe he'll just disagree. From a fan standpoint, sitting in the stands, I saw a lot of body language, a little negative yesterday.
Oh, it is.
I mean.
No, it is.
You saw it on TV?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, like, look, the camera don't lie, fellas. I mean, like, at the end of the day, Falcon fans, this is like when they put that camera on the coach. You remember when Arthur Smith was here and Desmond Ridder threw a terrible pick and Arthur Smith put his hands on his head and it became a meme? Do you guys remember that? And then he came in this room and we said, hey.
You're a meme.
You can't really do that. And he was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Camera doesn't lie.
Right.
In that moment, it was all blank. He just screwed up and everybody knew it. And Arthur Smith was like, crap. The same facial experiences that we're seeing with Darnell is, bro, where are you throwing it?
Right.
And the ones that he doesn't have a chance to catch. Now, he did drop one, which we talked about a little bit, but the ones that he's not able to catch, he's like, bro, where are you throwing it? That's his facial expression.
And that's the thing. You fire Ike Hilliard because of basically he's a scapegoat, let's be honest. You fire Ike Hilliard, and if you thought the wide receiver play could get worse for anyone not named Drake London, it has. You know, then you had, like, you know, just bad luck, like Casey Washington concussions and everything else on top of that. And, you know, guys like DS5 and these other guys you root for during camp, they're just not – they're okay guys, but they're not at that level. It's a shame because Darnell Mooney, Ray Ray, along with Drake and Pitts, that's a pretty formative piece of wide receiver core.
If it's clicking, it should be. Real quick.
Your fourth best wide receiver at 600 yards. It's not bad.
Let's hear our quarterback. This is Michael Penix talking about the Mooney connection or the lack thereof.
Taking it one step at a time, you know, not trying to answer and solve every problem at one time, you know, but if it's just, you know, just getting better each and every day, you know, getting 1% better, you know, fixing one thing each and every day, you know, so that we can build up that chemistry. And obviously we mid-season, you probably thinking like it should have been built by now, but at the same time, you know, it's football, you know, it's not always going to go the way we want it to go, but, you know, it's always room for improvement. You know, it don't matter what point in the season you're in, and I know me and him and that connection, we definitely want to improve, and we will.
How are they going to do that?
How? What do you say, Carl? How, Sway?
How are they going to do that? How are we going to do that? Let me say this, and this is as simplistic as I can make it with these throws or wide receiver, you know, quarterback situation. You go to who you trust. There's only one guy on this team he trusts. It's Drake. I mean, wholeheartedly. He's throwing it to other guys, but wholeheartedly, like, that's I'm throwing it to five. He don't trust Darnell like that. No. And that trust comes through that work that you put in. And this is when Mike and I were telling you guys 3 months ago, damn, Drake and Penix, man, they look so good. They're throwing – the connection is amazing. We didn't tell you guys that in camp with Darnell because he wasn't here. Nope. And now you're trying to make that up in the middle of a season where you've got game plans and things that you've got to execute, and all of a sudden now you've got to be perfect. He's not throwing perfect balls to Drake, Mike. He's throwing those balls because he trusts him.
He's the only guy he trusts. He's the only guy he's got a rapport with. And Drake bails him out. You know, Drake has bailed him out. We got a young quarterback that you've got to fix this now. Now, here's the thing. If the season continues to go, and look, we'll have this conversation a little bit further down the road, but you've got to – if you don't fix this is a 5-game losing streak. Okay, that's what got Dan Quinn fired. You know, that's what get coaches fired around here. And we had the debate today on the pre-show – is Raheem going to get a third year? I don't think there's any Falcon fan out there that wants to see Raheem get a third year.
Depends on how you finish, man.
I mean, but here's the thing. If the worst-case scenario, these same mistakes that we keep trying to monkey around with and maybe we'll get them right, you finish and get close to 500, or even if you pulled a minor miracle and went 6-2 to finish the season and you got 9 wins, and then Arthur Blank goes, oh, yeah, we saw the improvement. Then you're right back to, for my money, you're right back to square one.
And that's a very likely possibility. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hey, Friday, join the morning shift at Publix in Flowery Branch, guys, for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. And Publix, man, they've got you covered. Fuel and feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday from 6 to 9 at Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot more to dive into. We're coming back. College Football Playoff Committee spoke last night. What exactly did they say? We're going to dive into that coming up. And also, Raheem is on the way coming up this hour, hopefully within the next 30 minutes. So stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.